Welcome to Stories of Abdu'l-Bahá, a podcast created in the year of the 100th anniversary of the ascension of Abdu'l-Bahá. In this podcast, stories on the life of Abdu'l-Bahá are shared in the hopes of generating profound reflections. In today's episode, we will hear stories from vignettes from the life of Abdu'l-Bahá. Chapter 1. His Pure Heart. Today, the most pressing of all tasks is the purification of character, the reforming of morals, the rectification of conduct. The pure heart is one that is entirely cut away from self. To be selfless is to be pure. Abdu'l-Bahá. Master once told a pilgrim the following story. He was concluding an interview by telling of the time when he was traveling with a party, which included a merchant. When the caravan halted in a certain village, quite a few people gathered around to meet Abdu'l-Bahá. The travelers later continued their journey, and when they stopped in another town, the same thing happened. And then it happened again. The merchant noticed this very obvious love and respect, which were showered on the master. He then took him aside and told him he wished to become a Baha'i. When the master asked him why he desired this, he replied without apparent shame, "You are a Baha'i, and wherever you go, great crowds of people flock out to meet you, while no one comes to meet me, so I wish to become a Baha'i." Abdu'l-Bahá probed deeper. He asked him if that was the real reason, whereupon the merchant replied with candor, "I also think it will help my business, as I will have all these people come to meet me." It was then that he was told very frankly, "Do not become a Baha'i. It is better for you to remain as you are." Master wrote to one lady as follows, "Endeavor thou, as far as thou canst, in order that thou mayest be like unto a chaste and clear mirror, cleansed and purified from every dust, so that the outpouring of the rays of the Sun of Truth may descend, and thou mayest illumine those who are around thee." At the 4th Annual Conference of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, Abdu'l-Bahá asserted that every man imbued with divine qualities, who reflects heavenly moralities and perfections, who is the expression of ideal and praiseworthy attributes, is verily in the image and likeness of God. The character and purity of the heart is of all importance. The heart illumined by the light of God is nearest and dearest to God. When Abdu'l-Bahá was asked at one time what he thought about women's fashions, he replied simply, "We do not look upon the dresses of women, whether or not they are of the latest mode. We are not the judge of fashions. We rather judge the wearer of dresses, if she be chaste, if she be cultured, if she be characterized with heavenly morality, and if she be favored at the threshold of God, she is honored and respected by us, no matter what manner of dress she wears. We have nothing to do with the ever-changing world of modes."
Thyself from the fetters of this world, and loose thy soul from the prison of self. Cease thy chant, for it'll come to thee no more. O my servant, O my servant. O son of spirit, O son of spirit, my first counsel is this, my first counsel is this, possess a pure, kindly, and radiant, that thine may be a sovereignty, ancient, imperishable, and everlasting, ancient, imperishable.